The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Please you, Jesus. Even if we don't know what it means, but we are saying we want to bless you. Thank you for putting your love in our heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. You who has called us, you who has beckoned us to come. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I hope you prayed with me. 2023 is not an ordinary year. If you are alive at this time, hearing this gospel at this time, is because you found the favor of God. Heaven has favored you so much. So much. If you sit down and take your mind back to see how the enemy dealt with you in 2022, you would know that heaven actually decided that you should cross over to 2023. Not because you just so that you can come and give testimony, but because we all are supposed to be numbered in this army. And I'm not talking to our daddies and mommies this evening. I don't have the authority to. I'm talking to my own generation, those who are brethren with. I'm just encouraging us. You know how much we outnumber our fathers in physical numbers? We outnumber them, not by times two. And it is not ordinary that God decided to go and bring many of us. Some of us did not wish to be here. Some of us have been held down by great power. Some of us even had to make us marry on time and gave you a woman that she will not just be feeling fine until she comes to Eternal Life Embassy. Or decided that you will not go to any other school except Adeyemi. Or took you and diverse ways just to make sure that you have a taste in these waters. It is for a cause. Because David asked his brother, he said, is there not a cause? It's time to ask ourselves, is there not a cause for me to be here? It could have been your brother or your sister. It could have been somebody else, not you. It is for the purpose of inheriting eternal life. Not just having life, but having it much more abundantly. I would want to reach to those who feel, I don't, what Pastor Tosin is saying, what Pastor Fason is saying, what Pastor Maker is teaching, I don't, let them be doing it, I'm still coming behind. I'm here to tell you that that art that you have is what God needs, that one. And I'm going to read just some few scriptures to show you that the Lord single-handedly handpicked you from a great multitude. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. There's a scripture that many of us like. If you see the Lord Jesus appear to you in your dream, you know, you just have, and Lord said, you are my sheep and you are hearing my voice, you know, you feel good. Now, this is the voice of that Lord, that great shepherd. He said, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. You know why Satan has gone so much to bastardize the marriage process and everything has been made a show, just a show. Everything about marriage in our society today is a show. Do you know that? From pre-wedding pictures, it's not a sin to snap pre-wedding pictures, to the wedding itself. People put a show of love, right? It is because, so that we will not through natural things understand the reason for that arrangement. The reason for marriage is not for the glamour of the day. The reason for marriage is that the virgin should become chaste. Or she should be chaste. The bride should be a virgin that is chaste, because it's possible to be a virgin that is unchaste. It's possible to be a virgin that is defiled. It's possible to be a bride and never become the wife. It's possible to marry, and at the end of the day, down the line, this woman has not been touched at all by the husband, even 5, 10 years, 25 years. The bridegroom never had the opportunity to groom the bride. Because the reason why the two were joined together is because this groom should come and be the bridegroom. Do you understand? The husband is the husband because he is the groom. He's the husband man. He's the tender of the woman's garden. The woman is the garden. Through natural things, we should come to understand the spiritual. Christ is the husband. Say the husband. And we are the virgins. And we have been given all the gifts to present us chaste. Say chaste. To be chaste is to be pure. Is to be made holy. Undefiled. Is to be made white. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Is this not just only for women? No. All of us are virgins to Christ, right? Both male and female. But if you look at the way sin has dealt with us, the female in the natural, you will know how much it has dealt with the soul. Amen. Amen. Give me Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. David was saying there, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because that soul, that blessing should be what the husband should enjoy. Abby? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That verse 1 is a servant. That's the servant in Revelation, the one that can really serve. Is that soul that can really serve? Say, forget not his benefits. The soul has been plagued with forgetfulness. The human soul can forget what God has done. You see, the children of Israel, before they take two steps, they've forgotten what God did before. Before they take two steps, they've forgotten what the Lord has done. And God keeps saying, as much as I dealt with you, will you not even remember my faithfulness for once? And that was given us as a warning. All those scriptures was given us as a warning. We too can forget. You know, we sang, the way we danced this evening is wonderful. Say amen. Amen. By the way, if you did not dance, you have not done well. Eh? You should dance. Because there are some dance that knocks away flesh. Do you know that? Yeah. We are too gathered. When you dance like that, then you'll be able to. If you cannot dance like that for God, and you go and dance like that on your wedding day, you are not doing well. Some brothers will be keeping their dance. Then the alaga will have to build them and build them. Then they will throw their agbada away and start dancing because they don't want to spend money. Dance now. Dance for your husband. That's the mind. Don't dance for camera. No, some people, until camera is coming to their side, before they will now start doing like this. Don't do that. Dance for Jesus. He likes to see you dance. Because when you do that, by the time you go home and you start taking decisions, decisions are dances. They are dance steps. They are dance moves. You know, I said I'm not sharing anywhere. You know, all these things now is what they've taught us. I'm just... How
For the spirit has a rhythm. The life of the spirit is a rhythm that everybody must get used to and dance to. Helino shahakafata ta barien dodo. The way you live your life is a response to a rhythm, to a rhythm, to a rhythm. Tereno shika babanata. We have danced to vanity hitherto. It's time to dance to life. It's time to dance to life. It's time to respond. The journey ota erudi halika tutombelia. Alaya, alaya, alaya. Dino sabadiata. Arionto. How you respond to the things of the spirit shows how malleable your soul is. Even in the place of dancing. Neno shidabaniata. I said dance to the spirit. Dance in appreciation. Dance setondo riegada. Is a way to show that you are alive. Is a response of the heart. Is a response of the heart to show that I am alive. I am alive to the one who has called me. Neno sia. Is a way to show pleasure. Pleasure. Even to the one who loves. Even to the one who loves. Banieto shia. I see how your soul responds to my commandment, even in the way you take the natural things, even in the way you do the natural things. The rhythm of the spirit has a rhythm, and you must learn its dance step. You must learn every step of it to be able to dance, even to please the one who loves you.
The disease of Naaman is like the disease of the soul. The soul has been plagued with lepros that are stuck to the skin. Scratching it out is not even going to bring it out. Naaman had to listen to the voice of the prophet and follow it, the voice, like he does not know anything. That is the soul that can cross Jordan. That's the soul texture that can cross Jordan. Hallelujah. All of us are Gentile souls. To or Gentiles to this inheritance, to the commonwealth or the inheritance that has been promised, we are Gentiles. But we must respond like Naaman to the voice of the prophet and say, let me do it the way he said I should do it. When Naaman bathed in the river, when he bathed for the third time, if it were you, will you not stop? Many of us have been around the waters and we have, it's like we had faith. But it's like what we expected or what our expectation is not being met. But I say if you continue, your skin will be as the skin of a newborn baby. In fact, there are two servants in that story. The servant girl that told him there is a prophet. And the other servant that said, what is it to you if you bait and nothing happens? What if you now bait and something happens? You know, we need to keep telling ourselves like that. Satan keeps telling us, what if you obey and nothing happens? Then you should ask him, what if I obey and something happens? To whose gain? You know, like that prophecy said, the spirit has a beat, Abby. Satan also has his beats. Everybody's playing their drum, both God and the enemy, to see whose beats will you dance to. When God is playing reggae, you should not be dancing blues. Can understand that language, Abby? That was the problem in the garden now. God said, Adam, where are you? And the response was in response to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was not to what God said. And since that time, we have been opposing everything that comes forth, that proceeds. But in this season, we are going back. You will discover that your thoughts become more purified because you are paying at, keep hearing. Don't say, I've been hearing, there's no change. No, because those words you are hearing are actually rubies. Say rubies. They are costly pearls. As you keep holding them, as you keep keeping them, they are purifying you. If they are not purifying you, Satan will not be looking for you. He will not want to stop you. Hallelujah. So I said, Naaman's disease is like the woman's disease. I will just name some for want of time. And that is what the marriage is supposed to help us to purify. The marriage between us and Christ. You know, they are telling us that it's Christ's souls that can be enlisted in this army, Abby. Those who have done Christ, the man, the new man, the one that has the New Testament. Hallelujah. But before we get there, you must marry that husband and allow him to groom you. You can't be the one dictating for the husband. You know, one formidable disease that the enemy has plagued us with is fear. Who fears more, the man or the woman? The woman. The woman has more fear. That's the truth. That's our soul has more fear. In this part, our soul has fear. One of the ministrations minister to that. We must go back and hear these messages and use them to recalibrate, rewrite our mind. And renew our mind. Fear of tomorrow. What if? What if? What if? Fears that the end does not have any part in the testimony. The Lord said, why don't you see that sister? What if she becomes too fat after I've married her? Or she's already too fat. If I marry the one that is too fat, let me marry a slim one. So that pata pata, it will not be too much. Abby? Marry this one. She does not have a stable job. 21st century women are always hardworking. Let me marry the one that have a stable job. I don't know if she will end up, if she will do well in the waters. Fear. This job will not be able to cater for my needs. The remuneration is small. Let me go to a better place where I can get a better job. Fears that we don't even want to think is because we don't know what God will say about it. Brethren, it's time to put our life on the line. If what you believe cannot give your life in exchange for it, it doesn't worth it. You know, there's this saying that the first generation is always the strongest. It's not, Christ is not like that. Timothy was strong. He was not the first generation. And he also raised other faithful men. Even if by the history we heard yesterday that the enemy still took them out. But men stood, and like we heard, they journeyed very far. It is time for you and I to tell ourselves we don't have another life. Fear. The solution for fear is faith life. Another disease that a woman is plagued with, women like religion. Women do not like doctrine. True of us. Just tell us what to do. We will do it. We don't like to journey to knowledge, to understand. Just tell me. Sweetheart, tell me, I will do. We don't like to search. These are the diseases of the soul, both male and female. He says it's good to inquire. Say inquire. It's time for us to go back to our rooms, our hostels, our houses, and open the scriptures and inquire and find out this thing, if they are so. Let me correct my mind. Not if they are so. To study and make them part of us. Because there is nothing a student wants to say in front of the professor. When you are defending, you know, that's why they don't ask undergraduates to come and defend projects. It's a waste of time. It's at master's level. They will say, explain what you have written. You know why? They don't trust you. You will go and talk to elders anyhow. Because the knowledge is not even your own. You borrowed it. It's at master's that they will make you look into it. Now they want us to master this wisdom of Christ. Don't just say, that's how we do it in Eternal Life Embassy. Why don't you put, all of you are conscientiously in church? Are your parents not telling you that? You are not covering your hair. My mother would say, you people don't have Bible. Ni? Are you people not reading Bible? You are not even asking question why it is like that. You are not asking question about this army they are talking about. You can understand it. Say, I can understand. It's time to look into, to embody. Doctrine is our inheritance. Say amen. if we don't do this, these are materials to dance well. Say dance well. Daddy gave a story long time ago. He said he has a cousin of his. When he used to gather in their grandma's house, he likes to dance, but he's always dancing against the beat. It was like they were talking to me that day. He said that his grandma would say, ah, this is my son, loves to dance. But he's just dance. He doesn't have ear for the music. Then it is time to begin to pray. Some of us, you carry one step. They say it's not like that. You carry the next one. You say you want to submit. They say we should submit. You carry Pastor Afe say, sister. You carry the next one. In the mind of your obedience, Pastor Dixon sanctioned you. In the mind of your, it's as if you don't know how to do it. Why don't you begin to pray? It's not time to get offended and say their own is too much. You know, many of us like to be friends of the gospel from afar. You don't want to submit. You know it will take your life. The truth is that it will take your life. But that life that you think is your life is not actually your own. It's somebody else that owns that life. He is a thief and a robber. He gave you something that makes you think that is your own. Pastor Tayo has explained all these things. I'm just saying to us, we must not leave this mountain and return to the way we used to think. Let Christ become your husband. Husband means he will tell you how to do everything. Some of us don't even pray. Before you come to meet your pastor about something, you should pray. You should ask the Holy Spirit. Lord, what are you saying on this matter? Lord, what do you mean when you said this? They have said this in church. What do you mean? Give me more interpretation. We don't ask. We don't say anything. We just think. They said we should be hearing. We should keep hearing. No, hearing and hearing should bet faith life. If you are really hearing, there is a faith life that should be the product of your hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Another disease is selfish love. Say selfish love. Selfish love is the trouble of a woman. No woman stands up when it's not a child that is falling. She will say sorry to the child from afar. You fell? Sorry. But if it's her own, she will run there. It is the disease of the soul. These are diseases that the Lord must heal us from. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 103 that we're reading. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, that healed thee from all thy diseases. You see, that thing we call my life is disease. Hallelujah. Hey. Let's do it very well. Let's do it very well. Mommy, you are welcome. Mommy caught me here last year. She caught me here this year again. The Lord is my help. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to beg us. Mommy, as an example, not many of us want to be like mommy. I don't want to take obedience like mommy wants to. If you cannot obey your unit leader like mommy, you will not obey mommy. Loto. If you cannot obey your, in that your small place, somebody said to somebody, it's not a must. You know, we're having a teaching in church and it was like, the Spirit was saying people should go and live with people, go and live with brethren. And somebody said, it's not a must to live with brethren to do well in eternal life. That singular resolve of yours, because it is against the revelation that you have been given, will destroy you. It has become a barrier to your journey. It's true, it is not a must to live with brethren. But because you've been given the instruction in the house, that's why nobody must be found outside the house. Odombo, rain is falling. If you're outside the house, you should be in a local assembly. You should have a pastor that knows your name and your father's name. Not a pastor that you follow from afar on Facebook. Say, Daddy, Reverend Pusi knows me, I know him. Somebody told me that some years ago. And I looked at her. Nothing in her, no word in her, showed that she knew him. It cannot be. It should, I am saying we have to stop ourselves. I'm seeing that we have a problem with generation break or generation gap. Some of us are feeling our mommies and daddies are too strong. And we are deciding to recline. They took the decisions as simple as it came. That's why they can take higher instructions today. In your little place, like Pastor Tosin said, begin to fight the war. Say no to that relationship that you know that Reverend will not be happy with. Even if you love him and he loves you, it's not enough. My time is up. But I want to beg us. Armies of the living God is not by mouth. And truly, in my heart, I heard the Lord say, I want to enlist everybody. Even our number is not enough, plus those of us online. It's not enough. Because I see in prophecy, even in the Bible, in Revelations, 10,000 times 10,000. Why will some people not have Revelation and say only two enter? Bible says we say 10,000. 10,000 times 10,000. And they'll say thousands. It's without number. You are part of that army. But it is time to tell yourself, wives should encourage husband to begin to submit to doctrine. Christ wants to become the husband. Say the husband. There is no use for all these things we are hearing if Christ cannot use it to groom us as the husband. That song, Take Me to the Place Where I Don't Have a Say. You know, we sing it. I just want to make you glad, Adonai, Adonai. Abi, forgive that sister even when he's hurting you. He's paining you, oh. As it is paining you like this, go and tell the sister, say, I forgive you. Say it even if you don't mean it. Say it until you begin to mean it in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin to take these things little by little by little until it becomes whole. I can assure you, if they see that heart that wants to do it, they just need to see the heart. They don't even need to see any action. Once they see that the heart is set, somebody sent a message to me one night. I will close on this. And immediately I saw that message. I just forwarded it to Daddy. Say, how should I answer this person? She said, I am tired of myself. I am so tired. They give me instruction. I can't seem to take instruction. She wants, that is the heart they need. Even if you see yourself not doing it, just bear yourself. You know the way our mothers used to bear themselves in those days. When they are in trouble, they bear themselves in the night and they pray. And heaven hears them. Bear your heart. Tell the Lord. They said, I am stubborn. You know, nobody believes he's stubborn. They said, I don't easily agree. Can you help me? I believe after now, during the meeting this afternoon, I just saw that the army, they said we are marching. Pastor was saying that we should fight from the battalion, anywhere we are, that as far as we are still part of the army. Actually, do you know that the army, at a point, they march on the floor. After a while, they move up. They begin to take the battle up, and they begin to fight in the air. Have decided that the air is our place. Abi, we can be part of that army that we fight in the air. Do you know the devastation that only one missile does on the battlefield? One missile. Drone missile. The Lord wants to fortify us like that. That will do devastation to the enemy. But the devastation in us, the diseases in our soul, must be healed by Christ. And Christ, it can only be healed. You know, some of us will say, Christ should heal me. But like the way we say, should heal me. You dislocated your hand or your leg. Say, press it, but you take it back. You have to trust Christ as the husband. Say, the husband. I know husbands love their wives more than wives loved the husband. That's the truth. Because the husbands, they kill themselves. Although they may not say it, they may not show it. They do things that continually kill them for their wives and their children. Christ loves us so much. Can we entrust him with our life? Through these men and these women that are ministering to us, I'm talking to us who still feel we have a life somewhere. It's time to surrender. and say, I just want to make you glad. And the Lord will bring us there. Can we begin to pray this evening? Can we say, Lord, I really want to make you glad. You have danced. Can you say, let my life, every decision I take, be in tune with your beats, with your rhythm.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.
In the name of Jesus.